This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Morning, guys.
Lima, take it away.
Daryl, the Browns got an A from just about every corner of the globe. But I saw some criticism on the Anthony Schwartz pick. Go ahead.
Well, I'd give him an A, too. I mean, I don't necessarily do draft grades, but...
Yes, we do that today, Daryl. We do the draft grades. Grade it.
Do a grade.
Okay, no, wait, no. Hold on. You know what, Daryl? To be fair, sorry to interrupt. They say you can't grade the NFL drafts until 3 years down the road. So today, let's start out with 2018. Baker Mayfield, number one. Denzel Ward, 4. Austin Corbett, 33. Nick Chubb, 35. Chad Thomas, 67. Antonio Callaway, 105. Jannard Avery, 150. Damian Ratley, 175. Followed by Siobhan Thomas, 188. Go. Great.
Today, got your franchise quarterback. You got a Pro Bowl corner. You got a stud running back. Yeah, that's an A.
Austin Corbett does play and start and does pretty well for the Rams too. So
yeah, that was a very good draft class. When you go 3 for 3 with your first 3 picks in a class, yeah, you get an A for that.
5 picks in the top 67.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I were grading this year's draft right now, I'd give Andrew Berry an A. I thought he did an excellent job. He addressed some immediate needs. He did exactly what he said he was going to do, and that was take a big picture approach to the draft. He insulated the team against some problems they had when it came to injuries a year ago with a couple of the picks he made. I quite honestly don't know what else Andrew Berry could have done this weekend on paper to be better than what he went ahead and did.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the hotline. All right, so obviously we talked about the first round pick on Friday morning, and people were pretty excited. But then I think more Browns fans were excited because the guy that a lot of Browns fans wanted in the first round, they end up trading up and getting in the second round. Overall, how thrilled were you, and what were you hearing about that selection? How did he get there?
Well, then look, I mean, the Browns got fortunate that Owusu-Koramoah fell as far as he did. And, you know, give Andrew Berry credit, he went and got him. They were considering picking him at 26. So to get him 26 picks later, they basically came away with 2 first-round players. In my view, and I think also, obviously, in their view. Not sure why he fell. Asked both Stefanski and Berry over the weekend. They really didn't want to talk about other than just they felt fortunate that they got him. And so now you get a player that is very versatile at that position. He's the exact style of linebacker that I think that they want to use in Joe Woods' defense. He makes plays all over the field. He's effective in the run game. He's effective in the pass game. He can make game-changing plays. So they got very fortunate, and kudos to Andrew Berry for going to get him when he was still on the board.
Are there any excuses left for Joe Woods?
I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, you're talking about a defense that's probably going to have 9 different starters than a year ago. It has been basically outside of Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward. The entire defense has been rebuilt by Andrew Berry this offseason. So pressure is going to be on for this team to produce, no question about it, because the expectations for them to do so are definitely going to be there.
Are the expectations for this team reaching 2019 levels?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, they're already there. You could argue that they're surpassing 2019, but the scenarios are different now, okay? On paper, this is a better team than 2019. It's a better roster. Also, they have legitimate experience behind them. It's more than just about what's on paper. They're coming off an 11-win season. They're going to play a quote-unquote third-place schedule. They, won a playoff game last season. So the expectation is that they're at least going to match that, if not go further in the postseason next January. So there's tangible reason now, other than just what you see on paper, why the expectations are what they are going into the 2021 season. But also at the same time, the fact that the roster's improved as much as it is coming off of such a great season, that's why those expectations are dialed. So I get the comparison, and some questions were asked over the weekend about, hey, how do you make sure this is in 2019 part two? I think that the situations and the dynamics are a little different here.
All right, Daryl, let's talk about the identity of this defense. And, you know, I thought that last year some of the issues with the defense ended up changing the way, especially in that Chiefs game, that the offensive plays were called. I don't think you have to worry about that nearly as much. I don't think you're going to be thinking about trying to make up for some of those deficiencies. With that said, what do you think the actual identity of this defense is going to be?
I think it's going to be one in which they're going to try and be aggressive and really, you know, dial up the heat in the backfield. I think have the players now and the horses to do what they want to do on that side of the football. So I think that it's going to be one of aggression, one of using their speed and their athleticism to really create a lot of traffic in the backfield, whether it's for the opposing quarterback or running backs. The other thing too is let's be honest about it. Some of these picks that were made, especially on the defensive side of the ball, whether it's Owusu-Koramoo or it's, some people are calling a bit of a clone, I guess, of him, the running back, or I should say the linebacker from West Virginia, Tony Fields, LeCount, the safety from Georgia. I think that some of these picks were made, with some of these top quarterbacks that they're going to face in mind, like guys like Lamar Jackson and, Patrick Mahomes, and nothing wrong with that.
Daryl.
Andrew Berry wouldn't say that specifically.
Daryl.
Let's be honest about it. Look what they did. They're planning on, competing against those guys and positioning themselves Daryl. To be able to beat them.
Daryl.
Ken.
Say that last name again.
Which one?
Owusu-Koramoo.
Yeah, Owusu-Koramoo.
You said Koramoo.
Oh, did I?
It was good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's going to be awkward.
Daryl.
I think I actually messed it up trying to make fun
probably.
Of him messing it up. I think it's Koramoa.
We're just going to be using initials.
That
from
was
the
guy I wanted.
Again,
we're
just J-O-K.
Call him J-O-K.
There you go.
According to his teammates, his nickname is Wu.
Wu? All right. Well, we will call him whatever he wants to be called.
That's his nickname. His nickname is
Wu. It's easier that way, right?
If he comes up with an interception, how do we not do Ric Flair?
Get the Ric Flair. Let's get the music right now.
That's the guy.
Daryl Ryder, join us on the hotline. After you saw who they've gotten in free agency so far, after you've seen who they've drafted, anybody that right now comes to the forefront of your mind that might not make the roster?
Took my question away. Damn it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you
I'm sorry.
Fine. Go ahead, Daryl. Answer the man.
Woo! They got some tough decisions to make. This is going to be a fascinating training camp because they're going to cut some good players. And you know what? All eight of these draft picks might not make this team. Those days are over. They may have to be crossing their fingers to try and get through guys through waivers and onto the practice squad this year. As far as specific guys that might not make the team, I think that's a little premature. I just think it'd be careless of me to throw names out there and then Daryl Ryder says so and so is going to get cut this year.
Daryl, who cares?
Come on, Daryl.
You went
on
Pittsburgh radio and basically said the Browns have no chance in the playoff game.
He'll get mad at you.
No, I'm not.
Don't you dare
I'm just
bring
saying,
that up.
With this, what we have you on is for your opinions. I love that you have the stones to make those predictions. Forget about what any of those fans think and the aggregators or any of that stuff.
Show everybody your pills. Come on.
Yeah, come on. That's why we love having you on.
I'm not showing any pills.
Mack Wilson.
Morning.
Stay or go.
I'm still paying for that.
Mack Wilson, is he staying or going?
He's gonna have to earn a job. He's one of the players that I have on the
board. Whoa!
Aggregate. Tweet Mack Wilson.
No, don't tweet.
Don't
Mack
do
Wilson.
That.
Okay, ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Sheldrick Redwine.
He's already mad.
On the bubble.
I forgot about him.
It's not okay.
I totally forgot about him.
He's not a bad player. How bad do you want to say Richard LeConte? Because I do. It's Richard LeConte.
Is he French?
I would imagine. His middle name is Lee. Richard Lee LeConte.
Although, is LeBron French? I don't think so.
No, I don't think LeBron is French.
James Hudson, you like him?
Yeah.
If your son got drafted by the Browns, would you be nervous or excited?
If my son got drafted by the Browns?
Yeah. Like, his dad's a big Browns fan.
I'd be thrilled. The Browns are good. Like, getting drafted by the Browns is a good thing.
Free swag. You got to remember that. You're going to get a lot of free stuff.
Yeah, you get a lot of free stuff.
And you're going to get the good stuff, not the crappy stuff that doesn't fit right.
The players wear.
Yes.
I wrote over the weekend, I think Hudson's got a prime candidate to be that sixth offensive lineman because, you know, they want to use him as a swing tackle, but also they want to take a look at him as a guard as well. And when you're talking about a player with those attributes or the view of a team where they've got him playing, you know, two or three positions on the offensive line, that's prime sixth man type material. So I think he's a candidate for that. And again, it's one of those picks that were made to insulate an area that they had issue with, and that was the injury bug last year. So I think Barry did a great job in that regard. And I mean, even the running back that they took from UCLA, Felton, similar thing. Did they need a running back? No, not necessarily, but he's probably going to be the third guy, assuming that he comes in and wins the third job.
He's going to be interesting. Wide receiver and or running back there.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a little bit of an offensive Swiss Army knife. And also, he's going to help in the return game. That's another thing. You know, once JoJo Natson kind of went down last year, they were in a world of hurt on special teams as far as the return game goes. And now you turn around, you get a guy that can come in and return. So again, just the multiple lenses with which Andrew Berry looked at this roster and filled in some of these holes, just really, really smart job on his part, because versatility and speed, that's how I would really describe this 8-man class. Versatility and speed.
Baker Mayfield, staying or going?
Oh, he's staying. Come on now.
I was serious.
It's like Dan Kenny on Twitter goes, it'll be the current players getting whacked, not the draft picks. Interesting to think of it that way, whacked. We don't think about that when it comes to draft picks. But then I remember Vince Maley was a fourth rounder, and he was on a terrible team, and he got cut.
John Dorsey cut a third rounder once in Kansas City.
He did. So it can happen. So I wouldn't assume anything. I mean, Wouldn't a good front office look at a guy and realize they made a mistake very fast and not prolong it?
Kevin Stefanski made it very clear that these guys, you know, look, the days of Cleveland Brown or players making the team because they were drafted by the Browns that year, those days are over. Every one of these players, and look, I expect the vast majority of these draft picks to make the football team. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying, because I think this is a very, very good
team. It's a harder team to make.
Right. It's a much more difficult football team to make. The standards on and off the field have been raised to levels we've not seen here in a very, very long time. And that's a positive thing. They have to earn it. Kevin Stefanski stressed that multiple times over the weekend, that these guys have to earn it. Starting with Newsom in the first round, all the way down through round six and Felton at 211. Each and every one of these draft picks have to earn it. And everybody that's returning from last year has to earn their spot back on the football team as well.
All right, Darryl, I don't know when the next time, if ever, Cleveland is going to get a draft. What was your takeaway or your major takeaways from the weekend here in Cleveland?
Oh, I think we're going to get another draft. I do.
Whoa!
I don't have a timeline on that for you, but I absolutely think that Cleveland will get another draft based off of a lot of the feedback that I heard over the weekend. The NFL, from what I understand, came away very pleased with how the draft operated as well as the setup. And I really think that they would be open to bringing another draft back here in the future. In a normal year where you could have the normal crowds, but it was extremely well run. It was basically a 3-day tourism video for the city, which just looked absolutely fabulous on television. But this was, in my view, not the last draft that Cleveland, Ohio will host. It is my belief that in the future, the city will get awarded another draft. I don't know what that timeline looks like.
Dangerous, we thank you for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
Darryl Ryder, who I cannot hang up on right now. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. There we go. At 9 o'clock, Jim Donovan on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How about that with Darryl? It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyman. We've got to talk about that next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.